After nearly two decades, the National Museum of African American Music is beginning to take shape. Organizers are setting up educational programs, gathering hundreds of artifacts, and designing exhibits for the museum's expected launch next year. WPLN's Jay Shaw reports.
The museum will be divided into eras, each exploring different musical genres. One traces the history of gospel music in African American churches. Another looks at the blues sung by sharecroppers in the 1800s. Exhibits also explore jazz during the Great Migration and the rise of rap in the 90s. The museum has collected more than 700 artifacts, but Henry Beecher Hicks, the president of the museum, says its educational outreach is just as important. Even without a building, it organizes weekly programs with public schools to teach students about the history of black music.
People think often of museums as tourist attractions where people go to see interesting things behind glass cases. We really look at our work as being primarily as an education institution.
The museum has had issues with funding and finding a location throughout its development, but Hicks says that recently conversations are moving at a quicker pace. The museum is under construction at the site of the old Nashville Convention Center. The grand opening is scheduled for the end of 2019. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.